Sports Day for Kia. Introducing the all-new Kia Carnival, Australia's first GUV. And Lumo SA, energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA.
Yeah, good evening, Malcolm Blight and David Wildey. All thanks to Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand. Get Ranger competence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today. So welcome the great man, Malcolm Blight. Bloody, how are you? Put yourself on, that's it. Hang on, I'll put you on. There you go.
Oh, that'd be nice. Thanks, yeah. David. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah, right.
It's good. A button says on.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, you play golf today. 29,
but finished with a birdie, so which 30, sort of keeps you coming back.
We keep saying it. 36 is the score you're looking for. But
yeah, so not today.
No.
The scores are fairly low.
Well, what might not be low tonight is the Richmond-St Kilda game. How's that? Hasn't got some ramifications.
Well, if Richmond lose, and I know Hardwick sort of downplayed it, saying, look, we're not April champions, no. we're a champ. But you lose three in a row, and they're not going like they were in recent years. They've got a couple out, but they're getting an older team. I think if they lose tonight, you can ask some questions about, and it's a different game. I'm not sure whether this rule helps them. You know, the new rule where...
Yeah.
I think it's helping a few teams. I'm not sure it really helps Richmond at the moment. I think it's helping Adelaide.
Yeah, it is. I think their defenders have been such good at the team defence stuff that they're just struggling a bit with this man-on-man stuff. So St Kilda weren't great either last week, were they? Because the Eagles came from...
Last quarter and a bit, they were good.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
8 goals straight.
Yeah.
But they've lost Rowan Marshall. He's dropped out.
Yep.
I think Hunter, the ex-Crow, is coming into play, so...
Now, remember, just to go back to something last night, I was talking about Gary Player and winning the Masters, and his son got a sneaky photo with Lee Elder, the original black player that played at the Masters. And our producer, Sam Fantasia, got a call from Andrew today that wanted to have a chat about Gary Player. So he's got a story.
He's 80-odd, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still as fit as a Matty Ball.
Always wears black.
Yeah, always. And so we've got Andrew on the line. Hi, Andrew. Good evening.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I was listening to you yesterday, Blighty, about how you love the Masters and all that, and I've actually got Gary Player's signature.
Oh, so where did you get that?
I went to America in 2000 to go see my auntie who lived in Nashville, and I was mad keen on golf, and I was just having a look around, and there was a Seniors Classic on, and I was like, oh, I'll go watch that. There was Lee Trevino there, and Gary Player was there. Anyway, I watched him play. Then went over to get their autograph sort of thing. And as I started talking to a few patrons, Gary Player turned around. He could hear the Australian accent. And he came over, signed my hat. And he goes, oh, where are you from? He goes, oh, you're from Australia. I said, yeah. I said, oh, he goes, where are you from? I said, Adelaide. And he goes, oh, Adelaide? He goes, yeah, I'll get all my wine from the Barossa Valley.
Oh, isn't that great? Oh,
yeah, so I've actually got his hat and it's got his signature on it. I could take a photo and show you if you like. But, yeah, I'm sitting there thinking, no, there wouldn't be too many people in Australia with Gary Player's signature.
So. No, because remember in those early days in the 60s, maybe late 50s, I remember in the 60s, Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, Lee Trevino, because the money wasn't in them, they used to travel all around the world and play all the golf tournaments. And that's why there's so many names on the Australian
and Arnold
Open.
Palmer. Arnold Palmer. Too.
Yeah, so they would travel around as a troop together. And obviously, gee, that's a fantastic little thing you've got there.
Awesome. It was also good as well. Lee Trevino at the time, that's when Happy Gilmore came out, that movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I wanted to get Lee Trevino's signature as well. And, someone shouted out, you know, something to Lee Trevino, and he just walked away. He was just like, nah, not interested in that sort of stuff.
Shame.
He walked off. So.
What a shame.
Yeah, but anyway, no. That was 2000, so yeah, 21 years ago.
Oh, well done.
Good on you, Andrew. Gary Player, 85, 86 on the 1st of November. He won 9 majors, 160 tournaments, and always wears the black. I don't think I've ever seen him out of black. He looked good when he swung on the first tee at Augusta. But Jack's got the hip, can't quite rotate at the moment.
Yeah, he's the first one. I think everyone will acknowledge this. He was the first one that put exercise athleticism into the game well before anybody else. Everything I've read said he was the fittest man of the lot.
Still looks great.
Yeah, 80, he does.
85. Yeah, yeah. And still he's got that thing he does, his push-ups and sit-ups and still. So, done there.
I'll tell you who looked fit. We watched the front bar last night. We had Andy Marr
yes.
on, and we did. And it was the AFLW's girls' turn, and Brianna Davey.
Okay.
The Collingwood girl won the most valuable player, which I always find fascinating, that whole thing. But anyhow, the short answer to that is we've got a grand final. We're not going to be on air tomorrow night because we've got the footy on. So
20,000 confirmed tickets, I think, are just over at the moment. So they can hold 40, can't they? 40, you think they're allowed to for a full house, and they'll probably get that. Although Crows and Port haven't got that, so whether people, it's nothing up against it. So hopefully the girls get a full stadium. Hey, rolled fast, fresh Vietnamese with crunch, bite and flavour. Order via the app or visit a store today. Well done to Adelaide United, 3-1. They were good. Watch that game last night. Could have been 5-1. And I thought the 36 is just a little bit off, Malcolm, just a little bit off.
Yeah, they were indeed. But this is an A-League update. Don't miss all the action of the A-League and Westfield W-League, David, season. That was pretty good. Search A-League and W-League for tickets. And Adelaide United got up, 3-1 over MacArthur at Cooper Stadium last night. I think I heard 7,000 or 8,000 people there, which was pretty good.
They played really well. Goodwin was good. Ben Halloran scored a terrific goal. There's a penalty. Tommy Jurek. I watched most of the game. And Carl Witt's done a great job with them. Don't have quite the salary cap as some of the bigger teams around. So well done there. But I thought the 36ers playing the bottom side, Cairns, should have had a real chance to consolidate after Perth. Just went off. They had an 8 or 10 point lead, and in the end, I think they got beaten by 4. Made a late charge, but not so good.
David, also just to mention that we haven't got the obviously Adelaide teams or the Port Adelaide teams in because they don't play till
the weekend. What are you expecting? Let's look at the Crows. Brodie Smith. We had Taylor Walker's slight knock on the calf. He'll be all right, but
hopefully.
You said Brodie Smith and someone else the other night that you thought might have been a bit of doubt.
Yeah.
But I think Brody's going to play.
McAdam.
Yeah. Or he looked shaky last week. But
Shane McAdam.
I think they'll play both Smith and Walker.
Just looking at the other game that's going to be on Friday night, West Coast playing Collingwood. What a massive game that is in Perth as well.
There's a lot out.
Yeah, there's a lot out. From the Western Australian team, Shannon Hearn's out. Flying Liam Ryan. Isn't he a terrific player? And Petrocelli, who's getting better, is also injured. So, and they've got a couple of others out. So they're out. But also for Collingwood, they've dropped Mason Cox, who was the kicked 3 goals. Remember that final that Collingwood won last year? He kicked 3 goals in the first quarter and really turned the game on his head. He's been omitted.
I'm surprised he's out there. Yeah. They need a big man there. But so Grundy doing most of the ruck work on his own.
That would be probably right.
Who else would help out? Mychek? Or there's not too much else, is there?
No, I was asked today, and I know there's been a bit of talk about it, the very good player, Darcy Moore, plays centre-half back now, or key defender. A lot of people are calling him to go forward again. He tried. Remember, he started there as a forward, and someone asked me today, I said, well, look, he's winning his position. You know, they're not destitute, Collingwood. Maybe during the game, if it's not going well, maybe you could do that. But right now, if you've got a winner, I'm a bit reluctant to move that big a winner at centre-half back.
Let me say this. It's a fair bit harder at centre-half forward than centre-half back.
Well, you know what I said? I said it's much easier at centre-half back than centre-half forward or forward.
Exactly.
That was my argument.
He attacks the ball. The ball's coming down him all the time. Yeah. As a forward, you've got to get the ball and then turn around. So let's have a look at our tips tonight, Bloody. Tonight's game, as I said, I think it, as I said, Damien Hardwick saying, oh, don't worry about us, we'll be right, but If you're 2-3, and they've got the Bulldogs and a couple of hard games coming up at Geelong as well, it's not that easy. So they need to get back on the winners list.
Yeah, they do. I'm actually going for Richmond tonight, David.
I'm making Richmond 1-39 a best bet. It's about $2.20. Gamble responsibly, but I think if the Tigers win, it'll be 3, 4, maybe 5 goals. I don't think they win by 7.
Oh, right. And West Coast and Collingwood, the game we just mentioned.
Well, I was so confident there, but you've just named 5 big outs, including Ryan, but you can't back against them. They're a different team over there. They've still got Kennedy and Darling and Nat Nui. I think they'll be too good for Collingwood.
Western on Saturday, Western Bulldogs versus the Gold Coast in Melbourne.
Yeah, I'm not tipping against the Bulldogs and Gold Coast. I know you...
7 knee injuries.
You support them, but they've still been disappointing.
No, they can't have 7 knees,
well,
David, and play.
Richmond had 11 out at one stage last year and still won game, so...
Yeah, but hang on. I mean, their experience is hell of a lot.
Is Stuart Dew the man? That's the question I'll be asking.
Yeah, of course it is. We spoke to Tony Cochran a couple of weeks ago, and they're going to sign him forever.
Well, if they do, at their own peril.
As you know, Lee Matthews was signed at Collingwood forever. After they won the premiership, and 3 years later he was
gone.
They
could sign Stuart Dew for 10 years and pay him out 6 months. It means nothing now, contract.
Okay. Carlton v Port Adelaide, MCG. Very important Port Adelaide get a game there.
I think Port Adelaide, but this is a big game. Carlton play well, then Carlton play well against Port Adelaide. So I think it's going to be very close, just like it was last year. But I was going to tip Carlton, but I'll swing over to Port.
I know Port have lost a couple of good young players, but I think this is a dress rehearsal for finals. If you're going to go anywhere, you need to play well on the MCG.
Yep.
I think Kenny Hinkley will get them up, and I think the Port Adelaide boys will be rip-roaring ready to go.
Do you reckon only Butters and Durs, anyone else, will drop out from those? A few pretty nasty knocks.
Yeah, hopefully Connor Rosie gets up. If he gets up, he'll be fine.
Beware of Eddie Betts too. Little Eddie could be circling those goals. Okay, so Port just.
Yeah, Brisbane v Essendon at the Gabba.
Good game, that one. Essendon found a bit of form, but I think Brisbane, they've been away for a month. They've been stuck in Melbourne with the COVID. I think Brisbane will win that.
Same. Sunday, massive game. Adelaide Oval, 12:40 p.m. Adelaide play Fremantle.
This is a danger game too. A lot of danger games.
It's an easy round, except there'll be upsets, I'll bet.
Fremantle don't play that well here. No. Let's just grab an audio grab from Matty Nix, just with the injuries for the Crows.
Yeah, we rested Smithers for the main session today. I'm confident he'll play. This is really just about making sure that knee's strong and that he'll do a little bit of work in the captain's run. Confident Shane McAdam will play as well. It's an SC joint that he's getting better day by day. So, again, we weren't going to push him through a contact session and we went pretty hard at it today. Out of the session, we've now got Jake Kelly pulled up a little bit of tightness in the calf. And again, there's no risk around calves these days. So we'll send him for a photo. He'll have a quick scan on that. Hopefully we get a good result out of that as well. So we've got a little bit still to wait on. Tex was a little bit of management as well. So, again, confident Tex will be fine to play.
Yeah, it should be a terrific game, that one. I hope Adelaide, but I think they'll be very close.
Yeah, I picked Adelaide. Also on Sunday, Hawthorn playing Melbourne at the G.
Hawthorne playing. No, go Melbourne. They're 4-0. Got to keep going with the winners.
Same reasoning. Exactly. And on Sunday also,
Geelong by plenty
versus North Melbourne. Sadly, they're nearly the bye.
Geelong
see the great Stephen Wells, the great recruiter, who was actually there when I started at Geelong and has been there all that time, has announced he's going to step down from that role. He will help out in the background in a more, I guess a lesser capacity. So right. The great Stephen Wells has announced he's stepping down in that list management role.
Dangerfield back, Cats by 10. Join the energy company that knows Adelaide. Switch to Lumo SA today. Hey, we've got our tips for the Sample. Also, Toddy Graves' tips for GRSA. Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, Sports Day SA.
Sports Day for Kia. Introducing the all-new Kia Carnival, Australia's first GUV. And Lumo SA, energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA.
Yeah, Blighty and Wields for Weeks, $25,000 cash discount, helping more families build their dream home, enjoy more. Visit Weeks. Let's have a look at the SNFL game, Sandfall. Thanks to the all-new Kia Carnival GUV. Yeah. With an SUV-inspired design and spacious seating for all 8 passengers.
Okay, Redlegs playing the Roosters at Cooper Stadium. Oh, yeah, Friday night.
I can't go against my Roosters. Redlegs would be favourite there, but
yeah,
Roosters
I'm going the Redlegs. Yep. Sturt are playing the Bloods, West Adelaide.
Unley Oval
Saturday.
Good enough for me. Double Blues.
Same for me. And also Bulldogs playing the Tigers at Convenience Oval at the Bulldogs.
So that, I assume that's Elizabeth Oval. Yeah, Bulldogs for me.
No, Tigers for me.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Didn't the Bulldogs smash North last week?
Yep, Tigers.
All right.
Here we go. Panthers. Oh, they're going all right. Panthers playing Port Adelaide at Flinders University Stadium down at Noarlunga.
They got a good side.
Saturday.
Panthers for me.
Yep, Panthers for me. And upcoming, Eagles playing Adelaide.
Eagles
for me too.
Reigning Premier. Good enough for me.
Yeah, good me.
Let's go to Toddy. Try and find a winner. Thanks to Greyhound Racing, the Murray Bridge. Don't forget No Angle Park for 3 months. And Gawler for the expert tips. Follow the Dogs SA on Twitter or check out Greyhound Racing SA on Facebook as we welcome the great man, Toddy Gray. Hi, Toddy.
Yeah, hey, boys. Yeah, that's right. We've got a new home on Thursday night for the foreseeable future. About 4 months is the appraisal at the moment.
Yeah, it's going to look good, the new track at Angle Park. But let's try and find a winner. They're on at Murray Bridge tonight?
Hopefully two, lads, yeah. The best bet will go first, and that's in race 10, number 8, Spring Vinny. This bloke flies at Murray Bridge. I'll say one thing about Murray Bridge. It seems to suit strong dogs better. It's a horseshoe track compared to the circle track, so just the one turn. So obviously a little bit less traffic for the run-on dogs to go through, and longer straights mean they can really get a big, long stride about them and storm home. So this bloke actually begins a lot better at Murray Bridge, which is his home track, than he does at Angle Park. He nearly broke the track record last start when he won. It's simple. That's, look, he's yours for theirs in the market. He's $2 fixed. There's a lot of shorties in tonight. He's black figures. I didn't think he would be. I thought he'd be Tomato Sauce odds. I reckon if he leads, it's game over. And if he lobs in the top three, which I can't see why he won't, he's not weak. I reckon he gets the chocolates, but at $2, he's about. I reckon he's still valued there. I thought he'd be odds on.
Okay, so that sounds really good. What about the value one for us, Toddy?
I do like this one, lads. I like one here. Place heavy, lads. You've got to have something small to win, but I'd go more to place here. Race 8, number 7, Woodside Zulu. Look, the $8 to win is very nice, but the $2.20 in a 3-divvy race here at a track that he knows quite well is very tempting. He's as strong as a bull. He will love the home stretch here. The only problem is he's slow out, which obviously means there's going to be traffic to have to weave through. But he's not silly in a field. He'll go around dogs if he has to. He'll go inside them. As long as he can avoid a few bums early, lads, I cannot see him missing a place. And with an ounce of luck, he will storm over these late. So put your coins on the win, your notes on the place at $8 and $2.20.
Okay, Toddy, just mentioning the track specialist. Are there certain dogs that are far better on one track than another?
There are, yeah, absolutely. There's dogs. It's amazing how they don't really fire any other track. There's one of the best up-and-coming dogs in SA at the moment called Jack Swell. He doesn't seem to like Murray Bridge, but he flies at Angle Park. I'm not sure. I guess it's just kind of like AFL players. You know, you have some players which, you know, you look at their stats and they're great at the MCG, but you put them, say, take them to the Gabba and they just drop in stats. It's a bit bizarre how dogs work like that.
Yep. Yeah, great stuff, Toddy Gray. So hopefully a winner tonight for Tyre Power.
Yeah, no throwback Thursday, but Brody Grundy, Collingwood, former South Australian, 27 today.
27. Yeah, the bit of pressure on him, $1 million a year, I suppose there is. Hey, Tyre Power, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. Tyre Power, buy three, get one free on Kumho Tyres. Now, you're going to go, no golf for you tomorrow, but you're going home, watch the footy. Have you settled on Richmond, have you?
Yeah, I've settled on Richmond. I have. Yes, I have.
In a closey or?
Yeah, look, I think so. I mean, we know St Kilda have improved with all their recruiting, but I still like Richmond a lot. Yeah, they'll fight back. They'll find a way.
I think Rowan Marshall is a big, big out there. Okay, that's it for us. We are off to the MCG, not the MCG, Marvel Stadium shortly. St Kilda taking on Richmond. Bye for now.
Sports Day for Kia. Introducing the all-new Kia Carnival, Australia's first GUV. And Lumo SA, energy from an Australian-owned company. That's Lumo SA.